Good morning. My guest this morning is author John Heide. Have you been introduced that way before, John?
Yes.
Good. We're discussing his new book called The Flight of the Pickerings. Is this your first published novel?
Yes, it is.
Did you self-publish first?
Yes, and that's what it still is at this moment.
Right, right. That I bet a lot of people don't realize that so many books nowadays are self-published and then later on picked up by a publishing company and sort of reissued, I guess.
That's very common. And even the other way around, a lot of published authors are going to self-publishing because they cut out the so-called middleman and they make more money. And so it's the whole industry has been turned upside down.
Yes, really, really. My wife is trying to get a book published and she is going crazy.
Yeah, right. I can relate.
You went there too, yes. So this book is called The Flight of the Pickerings. Explain that to us.
Well, it all came about from a dream that I had about 8 uh-huh. years ago. I woke up in the midst of a kind of a crisis in my life and watched this movie in my head in when I was sleeping. And the story stuck with me. I loved it so much that I had to write it. So it took 8 years. And it's a drama comedy love story about choices at the end of life, an elderly couple, and they get themselves in all kinds of crazy situations. And that's what it's about.
The choices at the end of life.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And certainly a topic that's on many minds these days.
Well, as well it should be, because we all got it coming.
Right. That's right. And usually most of the people that I know have it coming along with at least one other person.
Uh-huh. Right.
And there's always the question of who goes first.
Yes.
And how that happens.
Yes, I know. And that's at the core of this story, the love between this elderly couple that have been together since they were children and what they decide to do. And I couldn't write it, though, without bringing a lot of humor because, I don't know, it's a dark subject in so many minds, even though it really shouldn't have to be, but it is. And as a culture, we're afraid of death. So I wrote it just sort of naturally with a bunch of crazy elements and a lot of comedy. So
I think
people laugh at it. People think it's hilarious.
I think it's an excellent idea. I hope that you and I both go through this crisis with a few laughs.
Yes.
I certainly have a few coming up. For those out there who are perhaps budding writers, was this a very difficult task for you to do, to arrange to have the book published on your own?
The hard part was finishing the book. I rewrote it many, many times.
Yes, evidently.
And then had it professionally edited. And that was the hard part. Getting it self-published is not that hard. It's a little tricky. I got some help, through the ins and outs. But if you've written a book, go for it. It's, there's help out there. You can get it out there into the world. And if it's any good, people will notice.
I'm sure your ambition has been satisfied in actually having completed the book to your satisfaction, but I imagine it'll be icing on the cake to get it published by a press, too.
It would be nice, yes.
Yeah. Is this, do you think, a book that would be of special interest to people in Sonoma County?
Yes, and on that point, we have a book launch coming up in Occidental on June 24th. In the evening, I think it's at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
at the Occidental
Yeah, I think
Center.
They mostly are.
Yeah.
Great.
And it's a book launch. We'll have some fun, and we'll read from the book, and we'll do questions and answers, and laugh at life. That's what we'll
That's
do.
That's great.
And death as well.
John, thank you very much for coming in, and let's repeat that the book launch is June 24th at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For more information, call 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.